This is KUT. In less than 2 weeks, the Austin Independent School District Board will vote on a plan to close 10 schools. At a meeting last night, district parents urged AISD to slow down and delay the vote on closing schools. The district has already scaled back the plan this week by removing 3 schools from the closure list, but district officials say more changes could be made before a final vote. On top of that, the AISD superintendent says 2 district employees mishandled community feedback when considering changes to the plan. Cheryl Bradley spoke at last night's meeting. She says the plan should be paused until the investigation into that issue is complete.
If there is a question in the integrity of the process, then you need to stop. It shouldn't go any further until you can clear that piece up.
The AISD board will vote on the closure plan and state-mandated turnaround plans for more than a dozen schools that received consecutive failing grades on November 20th. Austin-Bergstrom International Airport is not on the FAA's list of 40 airports that will have to start reducing flights today by up to 10%, but the list does include 4 big airports in Texas. Those are DFW, Dallas Love Field, George Bush Intercontinental in Houston, and Houston Hobby. So many flights run through those airports that industry analyst Henry Hardeveld says the effect will spread to Austin.
There will be very few communities that are spared. Even if your airport is not on the list of 40 that was named by the FAA for cuts, your airport will see flight reductions because of the nature of the airline's integrated hub and spoke air transportation system.
That hub and spoke system connects mid-size airports like Austin's to larger hubs where passengers transfer flights to reach their destination. So when the flights are trimmed at those hubs, the effects quickly spread to airports that feed into them. And record high temperatures are expected today in the Austin area. The National Weather Service expects high temperatures to reach 90 degrees at Camp Mabry. That's 1 degree hotter than the record for this date set in 1988. Then tomorrow, we're expecting the high to reach 89 degrees, which would tie the current record that was set last year. While temperatures are abnormally high for this time of year, Eric Platt with the National Weather Service says change is on the way, thanks to a strong cold front.
So high temperatures on Sunday. Right now, we've got in the upper 60s. And then Monday, it looks like the high temperature may struggle to get to 60 degrees. And on Tuesday, looks like a warming trend starts to return.
That cold front may bring with it gusty winds and drier air, which will lead to elevated fire weather conditions on Sunday. Austin could see low temperatures in the 30s at the start of next week. You can keep up with more coverage from the KUT Newsroom at KUT.org.